From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A quirk in the mail delivery system is forcing some residents of rural northern Missouri to have Iowa mailing addresses, causing problems when they vote, pay taxes, and even when they die. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill calls it, quote, one of the dumbest things she's seen, and has sent a letter to Postmaster General Megan J. Brennan asking the issue be resolved. The agency says it's working with the Missouri Democratic senator on the issue. Local officials have been asking for help for years. In Missouri's Clark County, residents launched a petition drive this summer to get addresses changed because a new 911 system will need accurate addresses. The Iowa addresses aren't recognized in Missouri's voting system, and some affected residents have been asked to file taxes in the wrong state. A St. Louis daycare center hopes to break the cycle of poverty by providing services for both parents and children. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the Southside Early Childhood Center offers free resources such as health and developmental screenings for children and classes for parents. Parents can learn how to cook, save money, and build credit. Parents also have access to donation bins of clothes, shoes, and books. Southside provides early care and education for children ages 6 weeks through 5 years. About 80% of kids qualify for federal Head Start funding and can attend the center for free. The center also raises about $1 million annually to help fund its operations. There are usually 100 families on the center's wait list. A 19-year-old man is hospitalized with what authorities call life-threatening injuries after being accidentally shot while sitting in a car outside the mall in Columbia. The Columbia Tribune reports the shooting happened around 11 p.m. yesterday. Police say the wounded man was with a 24-year-old friend on the mall parking lot when one of them tried to holster a gun. The gun fired, wounding the 19-year-old. Police say both men are from Jefferson City. No arrests have been made, but an investigation continues. A jail inmate in Kansas City, Missouri, has been charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action after authorities say he attacked a corrections officer, critically injuring him. The Jackson County Prosecutor's Office say court documents show 20-year-old Johnny R. Dunlap attacked the officer with a plastic cone and other objects Wednesday night at the Jackson County Detention Center. The name of the officer, who is in the hospital as a result of his injuries, hasn't been released. The prosecutor's office say the officer was unconscious during most of the assault and he suffered fractured facial and nasal bones. Prosecutors want Dunlap's bond set at $250,000 for the attack. Dunlap faces up to life in prison if convicted. Online court records did not list an attorney for him yesterday. A protest forced a large suburban St. Louis shopping mall to close for an hour on one of the year's busiest shopping days, and renewed concerns by protest leaders about how police handle demonstrations. Protesters marched today at the St. Louis Galleria Mall. Richmond Heights, Missouri police say 7 people were arrested for failure to disperse. One of the 7 was also cited for assaulting an officer. Among those arrested was State Representative Bruce Franks Jr. Activist Daryl Gray says protesters were leaving when police forced a man to the ground. Gray says Franks tried to intervene on the man's behalf and was pushed to the ground and arrested. Franks and Gray are leaders of the protest movement that began in September after white former St. Louis officer Jason Stockley was acquitted in the 2011 death of a black man. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.